WDIY presents a special news feature. Voting fraud and vote tampering have been politicized in the media on a national stage in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic with mail-in ballots and absentee voting. This concern became a reality with the recent Pennsylvania primary and the contested race for representative of the 22nd District here in Allentown. Tonight, we continue the story of candidate Anid Santiago to share her struggle to get on the ticket and the aftermath still ongoing. We'll hear next from candidate Santiago's press conference from August 13th, where she announced her intention to seek to decertify the primary election and what next steps are available to her and her campaign.
Hi, everyone. Anid Santiago, by the way, candidate for the State House 22nd District. I want to make sure that I bring the press out to inform you of what is going on in our race, what is the next step of what is going on with the 22nd race. Just recently, we discovered that we had what is called ghost ballots, also known as ballot stuffing. That means that we had two wards that have 29 more ballots than voters. When we started looking at the dynamic of this race, and by the way, when my team went ahead and researched these ballots, these extra ballots, it was 27 on one ward, two on another ward, they decided to not just check the 22nd district. They checked the entire county to make sure that there was no discrepancies in more than one race, to make sure that it wasn't an issue with a machine, to make sure that it was not somebody made a mistake, human error. But as we continue to see, it was just the 22nd district again that had 27 extra ballots on ward 1 and 2 on ward 3. Those numbers might be flipped, but those were the two wards that we had issues with. What does that mean now? That is simple. If we were to deduct 29 ballots from my opponent, the Anid Santiago race is ahead. This is not adding the 30 ballots that Ms. Bickford already admitted to tampering with. This is not adding 10 provisional ballots that were not counted because they were not certified by a judge of election. This is not counting voters turned away because they had two last names and they were not able to be found on the system. And we know this because some of the voters we did bring back and got them to vote, and we also had some of those voters testify at the hearing. So this is not adding everything else that we already know went wrong in this race. This is flat out additional information that we found after the hearing. We were able to find this number through the VAN database. These are the numbers that were provided by Lehigh County to the state of Pennsylvania. So they provided the numbers. We did not came up with these numbers. We didn't magically pull anything aside. We just literally added and subtracted the same numbers that Lehigh County provided the state of Pennsylvania. What are we asking now? We're asking for a fair election. We have only been asking for a fair election from day one. We have only been asking for the vote of every single person in this district to actually count and to let our community know that they actually matter, that whatever they choose is who is going to represent them. I am running against an incumbent that is a lifelong politician, that was city council president, that has been sitting in the seat since he became available. And we're talking about, I will be ahead of him right now by 2 votes if we deduct everything else that happened, the Anid Santiago campaign will still be ahead. That is not an accident. That is absolutely not an accident. And it frustrates me because of what is happening to our community. I work extremely hard to make sure that every single person in this city, in my district specifically, understood what their vote means. We woke up voters that had not voted for years. We registered voters that had never registered to vote because they did not believe what would happen. They literally believe in it. Why am I going to vote for you if they're going to pick whoever they want? And I had to sit down with many, many community members and explain to them, that's not how it is. This is a democracy. This is a democracy. Your vote matters. The person who wins the majority votes will take the election and represent you. I need you to come out. We explained this to so many people. And for us to be witnessing that everything the community said is happening is very frustrating. And we need to fix this before November 3rd. We need to fix this because we have a presidential election. We need to fix this because we need to make sure that we get Mr. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in office. And the community in Allentown is iffy about stepping out and voting. The Latinx community in Allentown right now is saying, my vote does not matter. My vote does not count. Look what they did to your election. Look what is happening in Puerto Rico. My vote does not matter, Enid. How do we get the community to understand that their vote actually matters and get them on November 3rd? There's only one way to do this. There's only one way to do this. The Board of Election is aware of this. My attorney notified their attorney. We're asking for a decertification of the election on June 2nd on District 22. They have told us in the past, and most of the media was there when we heard that they could not do that. That is not true. Not only could they do that, it has been done in the state of Pennsylvania. So when we asked them to decertify the election 3 days after they certified it, and they said it could not be done, that was a lie. Whether they were not aware of it or their solicitor was not aware of the rules, of voter rules, right, is something that I cannot understand, but it could have been done. And we're asking right now for the Board of Elections to decertify a fraudulent election that they certified knowing they were fully aware that we had a fraud allegation involving the executive of the voters. This is not an Enid Santiago District 22 issue. This is a bipartisan Lehigh County issue. And they need to make this right before November 3rd. So with that, I am going to pass the mic to Mr. Earl Johnson Watts. Mr. Earl Johnson Watts gave a speech, or actually made a comment at the commissioner's meeting last night that we were all listening to. And I thought that it was extremely important for everybody to hear what she had to say.
Thank you, Enid. And thank you, Enid, for your example for our young people and for our adults. If you're about democracy, how do you actually achieve true democracy? What you are doing is a complete illustration of how you go about it. I want to acknowledge you for the steps that you have been taking day after day after day after day, the little bit here, a little bit there, the major thing here, all equals up to true democracy. So, with that being said, to all of you who say you are for democracy, do you know what that means? It means of the people. If you are truly concerned about why aren't children receiving what they need, why are cities in the conditions that they're in, here's your answer. Elections that don't add up. It's time to stop playing like you don't understand what's going on. It's not about the candidates, it is about the process. The process was carried out in a way that did not show the results that were desired by the people. If we can just stick to the true facts, we have an easier time of building this country, let alone this 22nd district. So you've got a big election coming up in November, and you say you're concerned about who the President of the United States is. If we can't handle a 22nd district election properly, who's to say the rest of the country can? I have complete faith in the people that say they want democracy. And if I see another post about wanting democracy, I really will call you out, because if you haven't said anything about what is happening here in the 22nd district, and you live in Pennsylvania, let alone you live in the Lehigh Valley, I question your veracity. I question how honest you are about your concern for true democracy in America, let alone the Lehigh County.
Thank you, Cheryl. Powerful speech, right? But we need to understand that this is the way that is the truth. It's the truth. There's many people that are still staying quiet. And I really don't understand why at this point we're talking about blatantly fraud. There is no other way to call this. If you have more ballots than people, it's fraud. It is ballot stuffing. It is fraud. There is no other way about it. And not only should every other politician be concerned about this, because every single one of you has the primary, and remember that, the person that I ran against should also be concerned about this. If you have nothing to do with this, you should absolutely be sitting right next to me speaking out about this. Yes, Mr. Schweier, I'm talking to you today. You have never called me. We had no conversations. You are still my state rep until now. If you have nothing to do with this, the next news conference should be the two of us side by side asking for true democracy. Ballot stuffing is fraud. You are the current state rep. You're representing the 22nd district. You should stop hiding and come out and speak openly. This happened under your watch. I'm not the state rep right now. I will be next year. But this happened under your watch. This is not about me and you. This is about the county. This is about the city. This is about the district. This is about the constituents of the 22nd district and their fair election and how it was stolen. I'm calling you out. I'm hoping you do the right thing. I'm hoping you pick up your phone. If you don't want to talk to me, that's okay. I have plenty of people that are willing to talk to you on my behalf. But I do believe that we need to make the next press conference, the two of us sitting right here, asking the Board of Election to do the right thing. Because right now, your election, your so-called win is very tainted, because it's not a win. So on that note, I am going to call Mr. Jose Rosado, representing Alianza.
Thank you, Anit. Alianza will continue to stand by Anit Santiago, and Alianza is going to continue to stand up for democracy and justice. The women that had spoken here this morning, Cheryl and Anit, were very eloquent in the words that they've chosen and the comments that they've made. And we're here just to add support to that. But there's one other thing that we've got to focus on, and that's leadership. And that's one thing that we've talked about a lot, not only here in the Lehigh Valley, but throughout the country. Leadership and a lack of leadership. And we have leadership that does not stand up. And we have leadership that refuses to take responsible action. And we have leadership that ignores the facts. This is what happens. When leadership at the federal level ignores the facts, we end up with a pandemic that's just crippling our country. When leadership here at home ignores the facts, we have injustice against democracy. So what we're calling for is for leadership to stand up. The facts are the facts. I could take another 10 minutes and talk about the things that have happened throughout this election cycle and the things that have happened since June 2nd. But we know what they are, and the people in this building know what those facts are. So now it's time for the leadership, the election board, State Representative Pete Schweier, and other leaders to stand up and say, there's no doubt that what took place in this race, what took place in regards to the votes that were cast, and the fact that the numbers don't add up, those facts would lead us to support the decertification of this election. So again, that's what we're talking about here. You know, Anit talked about the fact that the community doesn't trust the political process, doesn't trust the politicians. And that's one of the reasons that Alianza was formed, to engage and empower the Latino community, to engage and empower the minority community. But it's going to be difficult for us to continue to engage, empower, and mobilize these individuals when they see things such as what have happened to Anit. And after Election Day, you know, there were some folks that came up to her and said, hey, good try. Your first time out, you did a very good job. You ran a good race. Come back next time. Absolutely not. You won this race. We know you won this race. They know she won this race. And they knew that that was going to be the outcome before Election Day.
Thank you, Mr. Rosado. Ms. Carrie Holmes just walked in, and this is somebody that I was going to take the microphone for 2 minutes.
I'm the Reverend Carrie Holmes, and being born and raised here in the Lehigh Valley, serving as a judge of elections in my own voting district, seeing injustice anywhere, right? Just as the words of the Reverend Dr. King said, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice anywhere. We understand that here, at this very place, at this very hallowed place where we came to vote and to cast our voice and to say who we wanted to serve and to speak for us, this is exactly the place where the vote tampering happened. Not to mention, there were several other locations where the votes of we the people were not counted. That is unacceptable. It is not unacceptable only because it has been documented in a hearing. It is not only acceptable because it has been legally shown and legally proven as wrong. It is not only unacceptable because our handbooks as judge of elections let us know you do not touch a ballot, you do not insert it, you do not correct it or fill it out for anyone. You let the voice of the people speak for themselves.
What a powerful woman, right? I'm telling you, the people that I admire, there's a really big reason why. And Carrie Holmes is an example of that. We're talking about the minority community, who happens to be the majority in the city of Allentown, not trusting the system, not trusting the demography, not trusting this building behind us to do the right thing. And sadly, they have failed us every step of the way until now. We're still hoping that they do the right thing. And as everybody should know by now, I'm not going away. I'm not going away. I have nothing but time. I have nothing but perseverance. I have nothing but patience to sit down and fight this all the way through. And I will fight for every vote in this city to be counted. Not only on the June 2nd primary, as we can see that I'm still fighting, but also November 3rd. And also every election after that, because I am going to make sure that the votes that are casted for any minority politician are never tampered with again. This is going to become my mission. Whether it's sitting at the state seat in 2021 or whether it's sitting at the state seat on 2023. Ashley Strange from Lehigh Valley Stand Up is also going to say a word, and she's also going to be taking questions from the press and closing this out today. Thank you for being here.
My name is Ashley Strange. I'm the regional organizer for Lehigh Valley Stands Up. And one of the things that we saw, not just here, but in other counties, was there was a lot of people that had problems casting votes. There were people that were turned away, and there were people that really had no one to call. In this instance, obviously in the 22nd district, people did call on their electeds. They called on the officials that were in here to do something, and those officials didn't do anything. So we need to know who we can trust, and we need to know who is being trained and who's doing the training. So one of the things that Lehigh Valley Stands Up is doing is we are getting more people to sign up to be election judges, to be poll workers, to be poll volunteers. And so if you have any questions on that, you can just reach out to us on our website, lvstandsup.org. We are hoping to get, they need something like hundreds and hundreds of poll workers. But because of COVID, a lot of people aren't able to actually do that. So we need to make sure that the people who used to run these polls that are immunocompromised or can no longer be out, we need to make sure that we're replacing them with people who can take that risk, who have masks, who are able to make sure that we have a functioning democracy. And then, of course, we signed a petition to the election board. We had people emailing the election board. Doris and Jane and Phil are the three people that can make this change, the three people that can decertify this election. So we had a goal of 500 people 2 days ago, and we are now at almost 600 people from all across the valley that have signed up and are emailing and are making sure that this happens. This shouldn't be something that we demand. This shouldn't be something that we have to fight for. This should just be common sense. And so we know for a fact that when Phil Armstrong's seat is up in 2021, yeah, we're going to have somebody to run against him.
Right.
Because this is not something that we should have to fight for. But we do have a lot of hope. We have hope in the people. Even though we might not trust the people in this building, we have hope that people are going to do the right thing. And we have hope that we are going to be able to tell people that they can have a free and fair election. But that only happens if the folks in this building take action right now. So with that, thank you everyone so much for coming out.
There is more to this story. WDIY News will continue to follow this story and the upcoming press conference Friday regarding her campaign and decertifying the primary election. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting.